Chapter 1. Ready, Emilia Cruz Encinos told herself. Absolutely ready. Her fingers beat a nervous tattoo on the steering wheel as she waited for the heavy steel gate to roll aside. With a final groan of metal on metal, it locked into the open position. Emilia took her foot off the brake, and the heavy Suburban lumbered past the high concrete wall surrounding the police station in central Acapulco. The uniform assigned to the guard shack trotted to the driver's window, forcing Emilia to stop and roll down her window. "Hey, Detective Cruz," he said. "Haven't seen you around lately. Been on vacation?" "Sure," Emilia lied. "What's new?"
"Lieutenant Silvio's kicking ass and taking names," the uniform said, eyeing her with interest.
"Like nobody expected that," Emilia heard herself say. His face was familiar, but she didn't know him well. The uniformed officer gave an awkward laugh, slapped the Suburban's white paint, and went back to his post. It was very early, and the parking lot behind the squat stucco building was mostly empty. Emilia tucked the Suburban into a space, killed the engine, and gulped air. Her heart was racing, which was ridiculous. She was a detective who knew how to do hard things, going back to work. In more than 12 years, she'd only taken 2 breaks, both after being injured in the line of duty. The first time, she'd been shot. This time was worse. Her eyes flicked to the rearview mirror. The uniform was watching her from the guard shack. With exaggerated gestures for his benefit, Emilia remade her ponytail as if her hair was responsible for the delay in getting out of the car. Giving her hand something to do helped focus her breathing. Emilia finally grabbed her shoulder bag from the passenger seat and got out of the vehicle. In black jeans, loafers, denim jacket buttoned over her empty shoulder holster, and her detective badge on its lanyard around her neck, she could pretend it was just another day. Because she was ready. Emilia forced a tough strut into her walk as she crossed the parking lot and yanked open the rear door into the station. Puentes, a young uniformed officer, was behind the holding cell desk. He gave a start when he saw her. She shot him with her thumb and forefinger, the same as always.
"Detective Cruz," Puentes said haltingly.
"I'm not going to shoot you," Emilia smiled, although her face felt brittle and her heart still thumped uncomfortably fast. "How are you doing?" she asked.
"Good, good."
Puentes took a step away from the counter, putting more distance between them.
"You?"
"Glad to be back." Emilia felt his eyes follow her down the hall to the detective's squad room. Puentes had seen her pull a gun on another cop. Emilia had been a fool to react to the garbage coming out of Detective Gomez's mouth, but the fear on that pendejo's face had been worth the mess that followed. She pushed open the door and relaxed a fraction when she saw that the squad room was empty. The big space had been updated by the previous chief of detectives, Lieutenant Baez, but it looked even better than Emilia remembered, more organized. The walls were plastered with pictures and evidence cards from current investigations, but everything was aligned instead of the usual jumble of tacks and scribbles. The dozen metal desks each boasted 2 monitors. In the far corner, chairs upholstered in gray tweed ringed a sleek conference table. On the other side of the room, near the copier, a matching dark wood hutch held the coffee maker, a tray of clean mugs, and a built-in mini refrigerator.
Madre de Dios.
New computers? A refrigerator?
Cruz.
Her former partner, Franco Silvio, filled the doorway to the lieutenant's office.
Grab a cup of coffee. We can talk before the rest of the crew reports in.
Morning meeting still at 9 a.m.? Emilia asked breezily, like it was an ordinary Monday.
Same as before, Silvio said.
Emilia dropped her shoulder bag on her desk and got herself a cup of fresh coffee. Silvio must have just made it, knowing she was coming in early. A good sign. She followed him into the office, past the placard on the door reading, Lieutenant Franco Silvio. He closed the door and pointed to the pair of tweed chairs for visitors. As Emilia sat, he went behind the wide desk, coffee cup in hand. Silvio's new responsibilities fit him well. He'd traded in his white t-shirt for the same color button-down, but still wore jeans and a shoulder holster and gun. The wiry crew cut, surly expression, and heavyweight boxer's physique remained unchanged.
How are you doing? He asked.
Great, just great, Emilia caroled. How's it feel to finally be the grand jefe? Everyone had known Silvio was long overdue for promotion, even before she became his partner. His storied past, as well as a campaign to derail his career by the head of the police union, had kept him on the street until